Hello, fellows, and welcome back to Biz Radio. So today we're currently in Amsterdam, a city which a huge part of the crew already went to. And if we are back to the city, easy to share with you some of its art, some of its facts, and certainly its culture.
Amsterdam is a city located in the Netherlands, a European country known for its Dutch cheese such as Gouda or Edam, its landscapes with beautiful nature, and also known for its grumpy bikers. Yes, we can definitely use the word grumpy. Yesterday, one of them got mad at me because I didn't see him. They go too fast. If only I was used to it, it would be easier. But let's just not criticize them. After all, it is their culture.
So this morning, we arrived by metro at Amsterdam Central, which is the name of the city's metro station. And then we took a boat in order to reach NDSM, which is the famous street art district of the city. There is a fun fact, Dutch people take boats as we use buses. Right now it is currently raining, as you can hear, and even though we came well prepared to fight against the weather, we are all wet and struggling with our umbrellas because of the wind.
Yep, definitely, mine is officially broken like 2 years ago.
You should probably start buying yours at Primark.
Damn, that was deep. Let's start visiting them.
By the way, we didn't say it earlier, but if you want to see what the graffitis look like in real life, you can easily find them on Google.
So now we are going to introduce you one of the most famous and impressive graffiti in Amsterdam. In fact, the artist needed 450 aerosol scans and 35 liters of paint to create this masterpiece. The door to the wall in short is decorated with the 240 meter squared mural of Anne Frank, painted by Eduardo Cobra from Sao Paulo. Anne's diary is the most read book among young people in Brazil. That's one of the reasons Eduardo Cobra chose her as a figure. He wanted to share her message of resistance, hope, freedom and courage, a powerful symbol against dictatorship, oppression and war all over the world. He said, until today, her courage and wisdom make sense. And at the same time, inspires many young people by the courage and wisdom of this young woman. But you'll ask me why Amsterdam? Because there is the Anne Frank House, which today is a museum dedicated to the Second World War Jewish writer Anne Frank, located in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, on the banks of one of the city's main canals. Let Be Myself, the title of the mural, is one of the portrait painted by Eduardo. Indeed, it shows many iconic figures like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, and Gandhi. All of these works are very colorful and in giant format to depict life stories of peace, hope, and courage.
You know, this one is surely in my top three. I love it.
Yeah, I agree with her. Plus, I had a chance to visit her house, so this is really great. So now the new street art that we are going to introduce to you is about global warming, because nowadays it's one of the most important issues in the world, so we thought it was important to talk about it. So this street art depicts a woman in the middle of a painting session. Her eyes are protected by the British newspaper The Sun. This one has the alarmist title, Are We Butchering the Planet? The aim of this masterpiece is to take on climate skeptics who contest the reality of global warming to preserve economics and industrial interest. With this painting, the artist declares that the press doesn't cover this capital subject enough. Created by Shepard Ferry, a graphic designer and illustrator dubbed the Andy Warhol of the 20th century, is known for his graphic and retro works that use propaganda codes to denounce the shortcomings of our society. An artist committed to human rights and the environment, he notably created Barack Obama's portrait for his 2004 election campaign, is committed to COP21 and show its solidarity with the Paris attacks.
I really like this one. It is true that it is an important issue nowadays, and it is important to see it represented in any realm, but if I was the painter taught, I would have used different colors. I don't quite understand why he used red, but I'm not the artist after all.
Oh yes, I totally agree with you, Ilona. I don't really understand his choice either, but it's an important subject to talk about. I like this masterpiece and its message.
The last masterpiece we're going to share with you today is a nurse with a Superman COVID mask. Apparently, this mural is called Super Nurse, and it was made by the artist Falls the 21st of April 2020 during pandemia, which inspired the artist. All of you listeners remember very well this period of time and probably remember that nurses were often described as our heroes because they were the ones saving our lives. They were the ones who were working night and day, whether they were women, whether they were men, in order to fight against the virus. That's why, you know it very well, they were our heroes. I believe a lot of you have seen the movie Superman, and if you haven't, Superman in the movie is an extremely kind and sweet man who saves people's lives. He is very different from the other superheroes. He truly wants to help others and save them. That's why I believe we can see the hero logo on the mask. Nurses during COVID were our Supermans. But there is something I don't understand. I wonder why pieces of art like this weren't created earlier. I mean, nurses have been always saving our lives. It is not because COVID suddenly appeared that they instantly became heroes. What do you girls think about this piece of art and what I've just said?
Yes, I totally agree with you, Ilona, and it reminds me a lot. Definitely not a good time, but I love this painting because it has a powerful message.
Yeah, I agree too. This one reminds me also of the pandemic and, well, the lockdown. Not really a good time either.
So now we all thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. See you soon in new episodes and take care.